USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Unemployment around the United States near a 50-year low before the coronavirus struck will now surge to over 16% by September as the economy withers under the impact of the outbreak, according to the Congressional Budget Office. That would far exceed the hit to the labor market during the Great Recession when the jobless rate peaked at 10%. Unemployment likely will remain in double digits into the end of 2021. The CBO's forecast underscores the pandemic's devastating impact to the economy. The nation's gross domestic product, the total value of goods and services, is expected to plunge at an annualized rate of over 40% between April and June before rebounding the second half of next year. More than 26 million Americans have applied for unemployment benefits in a little more than a month. The nation's unemployment rate, now around 15%, could eventually approach 20%. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The World Health Organization cautioned against the idea of immunity passports, saying there's currently no evidence that people who have recovered from COVID-19 are protected from a second infection. Immunity passports have been suggested by some governments as a means to enable people to travel or return to work, assuming they can't be reinfected. The WHO said more research on immunity is needed before this can be considered. Florida officials are considering adjusting the state's hurricane response plans to prepare for the possibility of an early storm season coinciding with the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's Division of Emergency Management Director Jared Moskowitz said they're considering using hotel rooms instead of schools or mass shelters to allow people to continue social distancing. People there would be given masks and other protective gear while having their temperatures monitored. The director also said the state might want to talk about rideshare companies providing transportation to those facilities to avoid the problems that buses or shuttles would create. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Touching your face can increase the risk of infection from many different viruses, including COVID-19, and studies have shown that people continue to touch their face more than 16 times an hour. And John Clements is here to report.
Touching your face that often can increase the odds of spreading the germs between frequent hand washing. Rick Heller of Welco Incorporated is an infectious disease expert.
Washing your hands is to get the junk off your hands because you're going to touch your face. You're going to wipe your eyes, there are mucous membranes there at your tear duct, or you're often, you might scratch. And so you might self-inoculate or, you know, self-infect.
I'm John Clemens.
A federal judge said in a ruling that the Trump administration must make every effort to promptly and safely release children. Los Angeles-based U.S. District Judge Dolly G said the administration was again violating a longstanding agreement that generally compels the government to release migrant children detained at the border within 20 days. Plaintiffs represented by the Center for Human Rights and Constitutional Law alleged the coronavirus crisis has caused further delays in the mandated release of migrant children who could face increased risks of exposure in government-funded detention. Attorney Peter Shea said by email, this court order could very well prevent hundreds of children from becoming seriously ill with COVID-19 infections and even save some children's lives. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.